Welcome to Module 4. Let's see where we are so far. You've already learned the foundational elements of crafting winning warm emails, how to find and contact high probability prospects, and of course, the 10 proven warm email templates or archetypes. In this module, I'm going to make this even more tangible by giving you situational approaches that will enable you to integrate warm email prospecting into your daily or weekly routine. And the way I'm going to do that is by going through six different strategies that lend themselves to warm email prospecting. And I'm going to be explaining how you can use warm emails in each of these situations. In this first lesson, I'm going to go through the first three, which are routine prospecting, ad hoc prospecting, and hot list prospecting. Before we get started, however, I want to let you know that my biggest hope is that you actually implement these ideas and that you do that as soon as possible. These strategies are not going to work if you don't work them. So commit yourself to putting them into practice starting today, even if that means that you send out just one or two emails. It's better to get started with just one email than to never get started because you're just waiting for everything to be perfect before you take those first few steps. And to help you do that, my approach with the lessons in this module is going to be one of just giving you the general idea and providing you with some examples and direction, as opposed to going on and on and on with a ton of detail and dozens of examples. So you'll find that once you understand the strategy and hear and read some examples, you'll immediately get some ideas on how you can implement it into your own business. All right, so let's start with routine prospecting. That's the first strategy. One of the biggest benefits that can come from implementing warm email prospecting as part of your self-marketing mix is that this is the kind of strategy that lends itself to developing healthy habits and routines. And by that, I mean that warm email prospecting lends itself to developing a weekly prospecting habit. You know, is the kind of approach to prospecting that really calls for some sort of routine. And that's the first strategy I wanted to present, and it's called routine prospecting. Routine prospecting is nothing more than establishing some sort of routine or habit that guides your prospecting efforts. So rather than being a haphazard sort of thing you do whenever you feel like it, or whenever fear strikes, you know, because, oh my gosh, I have no work coming up. You carve out time to do this, to carve out time to do warm email prospecting either weekly or biweekly. So in other words, you treat it like a client project. I think every freelance professional could benefit from some sort or some level of routine prospecting. It's not so much how often you do it or how long you do it every time you schedule it. What really matters most is that it's regular, it's deliberate, and it's well done. I've seen different versions and flavors of routine prospecting, but almost all of them involve either scouring specific publications or websites or social networking sites for prospects with meaningful events or meaningful attributes you can leverage. So, for instance, say that you carve out every Friday afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. as your routine prospecting time. The first thing you do is you go through a list of, let's say, 8 different online publications and social networking sites that are focused on the industries that you can best serve, or that tend to feature the types of prospects you would normally go after. And they don't have to be industry-specific publications. I mean, your local business chronicle or the business chronicle of metro areas that you want to target, those can be useful as well. The idea is just to skim the latest issues of these publications online and look for companies that are getting press. They're actually proactively advertising in these publications or these websites, or getting publicity via bylined articles or news releases and so forth. And as you sift through the information, just start asking yourself, is there a meaningful connection here? Is there a meaningful attribute in this story or in this ad that I could potentially leverage? Even if all it would yield is a B-level script. And we talked about B-level and A-level scripts in the previous module. That's probably as much direction as you'll need for the strategy, because what's going to happen is as you start going through these publications, I bet that you'll find at least one or two ideas. And the more you do this, the better you'll become at spotting potential opportunities, and the better you'll get at spotting them faster and crafting warm emails that hit the mark and get the prospect to respond. Another great way to find good trigger events or good trigger attributes is through Google News, but especially trigger events. And you can get to Google News by going to news.google.com. And basically, Google News, we talked about this in Module 1, but it can come in really handy when either compiling a list of prospects that you are ready to get started sending emails, but maybe you don't want to wait for alerts to come in, or you kind of want to proactively look for news in specific industries, areas with specific companies and so forth. So what you can do is you can go to Google News and see if there have been any recent news about that organization or in this industry or about this particular type of sector or a product category, whatever it might be. And we'll yield, if there's something there, is you'll get immediate results and you can start taking action right there and then based on what you find. So that's routine prospecting. And again, this strategy only works if you actually schedule that time religiously. It doesn't really matter how often, how much time you spend. You need to make that decision on your own. But the key here is you need to treat it as a client project and resist the temptation to skip these sessions because you either don't feel like it or you suddenly landed a lot of work and you're like, well, what's the point? I'm slammed. I wouldn't have time to take on a client anyway. I should just go ahead and just skip it for the next few weeks. You know, I always say that it's better to have to turn down some work than to suddenly find yourself with little or no work and nothing in the pipeline to fill that gap. Refer to a fellow freelancer. Refer to someone you know and trust. And, you know, when the right opportunity comes up that they can't fill, hopefully they'll refer it back to you. Okay, the second strategy is also super simple, and it's called ad hoc prospecting. And as the name implies, it's all about crafting and sending warm emails as you come across the right opportunities. This strategy complements routine prospecting really well because it doesn't take away from it. Rather, it helps you support your overall prospecting efforts by taking advantage of hot potential opportunities as you see them. So let's say that you just came across a news announcement about a company in your niche or your specialty area that just hired a new VP of marketing. Or maybe you found out from a good friend that his employer's marketing department is looking for a web design firm for a big web research project. Well, those types of trigger events are time sensitive, right? They really call for immediate action. So waiting until your next routine prospecting session, which might be a week or 2 weeks from the moment you find this out, that might not be wise. It might be too late. So the lesson here is to always be on the lookout for opportunities like that. And when the opportunity calls for fast action, go for it. You know, don't wait. I talked about Google Alerts in Module 1, but I should mention it here because when you get a Google Alert that merits immediate action, you should make it a point to send your warm email as soon as possible. You know, don't wait until your next prospecting session, which again might be a week or two from that day, when you have something that's time sensitive and really deserves fast action. All right, the next strategy is called hot list prospecting. And this is different from the other two strategies we've discussed so far, because rather than being reactive to things, ideas, events, or potential prospects you come across via routine prospecting efforts or word of mouth, hot list prospecting is much more proactive on your part. So the idea behind hot list prospecting is to have a hot list of, say, 10 to 15 prospects that you would love to work with someday. And this is a list that you should, if you do this, you should take some serious time to compile. It shouldn't be something you throw together in 10 minutes, you know. This should be a carefully crafted list of 10 to 15 dream clients. And the idea here is rather than just hope that one day you'll land one or two of them, you instead proactively reach out to key contacts in those organizations over time in a methodical and steady fashion. And you do it through various media, again, over a period of time. It could be over a period of 1 to 2 years, maybe even longer. This strategy is very organic and can take many different forms, depending on the prospect you're going after, whether or not they respond, how they respond, what you know about them, and so on. But let's just take a sample scenario so you can see how you could put it into play and you see the methodical nature of this and why you kind of need to think through it. You don't need to plan weeks and months in advance, but every couple of months, you should kind of have a plan to as to where you're going to take this particular prospect or what you're going to do next. This is in your handout, so I'm not going to read every single situation, but this is just a sample. So let's say week one, you send an industry enthusiast warm email to this dream prospect. Week number three, you follow up via email. Week number four, you follow up via phone because you still haven't received a response. Week number eight, you send a Sherlock pitch in printed letter form and send it via traditional mail. Week number nine, let's say you haven't gotten anything back, you follow up via phone. Week number 11, you do a second phone follow-up. We're going to talk more about phone follow-up in the next module. Week number 15, you send an Idea Wellspring warm email to two different contacts in the company. Week 17, you follow up via email. Week 18, you follow up via phone. So again, this whole list is in the handout, and this is just an idea of what you could do or where you could take it. The point here is to continue to try. Why would you try this many times? You know, we're going to talk about follow-up in the next module in more detail. And you really want to try harder and more methodically because this is a company or an organization that you would absolutely love to work for. In taking this proactive, methodical approach over time, when done well, when keeping your information relevant and personalized, can really have a big effect and increases the chances that you'll actually end up landing this client without being perceived as a pest. And again, you can keep stretching this out for up to a year, maybe even 18 to 24 months. I've seen people who have taken this over the period of several years. Of course, they kind of started spacing out their outreach further. So they weren't going out every few weeks with a new message. They were spacing it out more. And you might even add elements to this campaign, such as bulky direct mail or other clever outreach that stands out and has a good chance of getting noticed and generating a positive response. But again, you play it by ear based on the feedback or response or lack of it that you're getting. And don't be afraid to be creative here. You know, why not try some new and different approaches? You know, what do you got to lose? Just make sure to always keep your communications brief, relevant, and personalized. That's always key. So why all the effort with the strategy? Again, these aren't your standard everyday prospects. These are dream clients, the kind you've already predetermined you'd love to have based on what you do, what you value, and whom you can best serve. And that's why it's important that you take some serious time to compile that list, because you want to make sure that if you're going to put this kind of effort in time and energy into this, that it's worth it, that these are going to be organizations, clients that you would absolutely love to have. Okay, so in the next lesson, we're going to talk about a strategy for using warm emails with existing and dormant clients. I'll see you there.